update us on Linder?
Linder is, you know, I saw him this morning, so we'll see with that. That truly is a day-to-day thing. We'll see. I know his mindset and just my conversation with him. He wants to, you know, see how these next 2 days go. So we'll see.
Did it happen just in practice yesterday?
I guess. I mean, we were informed when we met with Scott this morning. They called us this morning. So I know that. I didn't know that Dr. Hamm looked at it till this morning.
Did you go back on the tape? Was there anything that they saw?
Yeah.
With six healthy offensive linemen, do you guys make a move?
We'll see how this plays out, you know, and how these guys, you know, come together, and with Beecham too. You know, we'll have to play it out because it is a little bit day by day.
What have you seen out of Ivory?
Ivory's looked pretty good now. I think the big thing with him is just his conditioning to see how much he can handle. But he's doing good out there, and I know he feels, you know, much better, obviously.
Can you elaborate at all on what you saw from the tape on Linder? Did he get chopped?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just, you know, we were in a pass pro deal and, you know, just some contact and that took place.
What kind of camp did Shatley have at center if you decided to go that route?
Shatley did good. Shatley's been involved in all the meetings, you know, the quarterback meetings, just like Linder. So, you know, if that's a way that we go, if it ends up being that way, we got full confidence in him. You know, he did some good things in preseason too. So, you know, for me, anytime if there's an injury, it's too bad. It's unfortunate, but it gives us a chance to evaluate another player that, you know, the team has a lot of confidence in.
Koyak, was that also in practice yesterday?
Yeah, I did not see what happened there on that one.
Will he have to have surgery for that?
That's yet to be known. I think they were talking about that he may have to.
If Sterling's asked to do more, have you seen him take positive steps at tight end?
Yes, and once again, I think if he gets an opportunity, we're committed to him and he plays, I think that his arrow's up too. Because he does enough good things in practice and on special teams that it would lead me to believe that, you know, if given the opportunity, I think that he'd do some good things. That one's tough. You know, he really wants to play, obviously. I don't know. I think that's something that, you know, it could be this week. It could be next week. I mean, I don't know. Everybody is different with an injury like that. So to put a timetable on it, it hasn't been brought to me that way. I think it would be tough for him this week. It seems like it would be tough. But I don't know if I would rule him out just because of who he is.
So it's not a thing that needs surgery, you know?
It's been not brought up to me like that.
How has Tyson been able to stay ready without playing?
Well, he's a true pro, you know, and he's up, you know, every week he's ready to go. And then we have to tell him on Sunday what's going on, you know, and that's tough. And that's the challenge for him, that he hasn't been in that position before. But I give him a lot of credit. You know, he is a true pro now. So if given the opportunity, you know, there's a good chance he could start.
Hey, Rob, feeling better?
I don't think he's 100% today. Give him credit. He's probably still a little bit under the weather, but wanted to practice and, you know, he's feeling better enough to practice.
You guys got into a situation where you had to put Sheldon Day in at nose and he didn't have a lot of experience. Do you think, you know, you guys...
Yeah, that's not his ideal position. You know, there might be some things we have to do because of line shifts or, you know, certain calls that put him in that position. But he's more of a three technique, you know, a penetrating three technique type player.
With so many potentially moving parts along that offensive line, how can that kind of throw off you guys' rhythm establishing the run?
Well, you know, fortunately, there are guys that have worked together in camp. You know, maybe they haven't on the game field. You know, if it should go that way, they know each other, but it'll take maybe a little bit of time or adjusting, but I think they work at it. It's, you know, the next man up mentality. I really don't. I think if those guys get an opportunity, whichever way we set it up, it'll be the ones that we think will give us the best opportunity to run the ball and protect.
Has Beecham done enough in your eyes that he doesn't have to necessarily practice if he gets cleared late, that he may be up?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think that he's gained the confidence of a lot of us, but, you know, we'll see where he's at. I mean, there's going to be sometimes there's guys on our team that may happen, you know, and he'd be one of those guys we'd strongly consider.